Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this weekend and receive $200 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two with a Keystone Kickoff Show. That means Ross is in for Tucker's Tape. And Ross, I don't even want to waste any time. We got a lot to cover. We need to look back at Wisconsin, then forward to Ball State. So let's start with looking back. Wisconsin, give me your takeaways from that game.
Right, and remember, what we've historically done in this segment, Jim, right, is I am going to take a look at the video and what I noticed from the Penn State video, and then take that and say, what does Penn State need to build upon or improve in their next game? And I try to do things that aren't as obvious as everybody else is talking about. But at times, I mean, I got to talk about, you know, the things that are very notable. And I want to start, Jim, with the linebackers. And I guess in particular, or whatever we're calling Jesse Luketta these days, which is pretty remarkable, by the way, for him to be as effective as he was at both linebacker and D-end. I'm telling you, Jim, I don't know what got in to Ellis Brooks and Jesse Luketta, but they look like different players. I mean, they look so much better than they did a year ago, and that is highly encouraging. Now, Brooks obviously will miss the first half against Ball State, and I'll talk about Ball State at the end because I've said it before, Jim, I'll say it again. This is not going to be an easy game for Penn State. If you think it is, I think you are mistaken. I think they have like 20 starters back. They went 7-1 last year. They won the MAC. They won the MAC championship game. They won their bowl game. They brought almost everybody back. These guys have been playing for years. They have zero fear. Zero fear playing against Penn State. In their mind, this is like the next notch on their belt. They won the bowl game. They won the MAC. The next thing they need is to beat a Power 5 team. And I'm quite sure that they think they have a pretty good chance to do it. So I'll get to more of that later. But I was so impressed, Jim, with Ellis Brooks's recognition, preparation, his ability to hit things downhill. I mean, where was that last year? Both those guys I thought were disappointing last year, Jim. Both of them highly encouraging this year in week one. That's a big positive. On the flip side, Jim, I haven't seen anybody else say this, but I just go by what my eyes tell me. I was really disappointed in Brandon Smith. Really disappointed. Now remember, he is playing a new position. He was the Sam last year, which is the guy that's kind of out in space a little bit more. Now Jacobs is playing that spot, and Brandon Smith is playing the old Micah Parsons spot, sort of the playmaker spot, quite frankly, in the box. And he just didn't see things very well. He was slow to diagnose, slow to read things, was not aggressive, couldn't get off blocks. I thought it was, I mean, I know people think he's going to be a first-round pick, and he's got a great combination of height, weight, and speed, but he's going to have to play a heck of a lot better than that starting this week, Jim, if he wants to turn pro and get drafted as high as he would like to. And maybe he just needs some more time in that position. But, wow, not many things really stood out to me negatively. That was one of them.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. And you're right. Not a lot of people have talked about Brandon Smith and how he played. And, you know, maybe it's just we've all been stuck on the guys who really stood out. A couple names I want to throw out at you. Ibukiti, along with Brooks, and at the next level, Jaquan Brisker among the defensive backs. To me, they all look like stars. And it struck me as you were talking about Ellis Brooks reading plays. Joe Klatt, I thought, did a wonderful job talking about it with the Brisker interception, where he was responsible for the running back but was able to read very quickly, hey, the running back staying in the block. And he came over and made the interception. But even more than that, when Brisker spoke to the media this week, he talked in terms of it felt like playing Madden. Guys will call the same play that worked previously. So I had a sense that was the play they're going to go to the tight end, because I saw it before. Is that just the play of a veteran guy who's learned its experience over the years, Ross?
Yeah, and you and I were texting about this, Jim. Think about the decisions. Jahan Dotson and Jaquan Brisker easily could have gone pro. In fact, I kind of thought they both would. Thank goodness they didn't. Oh, my gosh. And the reality is, Jim, like, that's who you win with. You win with the guys that are going to the NFL. You win with Dotson. You win with Ibukiti. You win with Brisker. And so Brisker, this is just a continued evolution for him. He was very good last year. I'm not surprised there. Same with Dotson. Dotson's a total stud. We already knew that. It's clear he's not a one-year wonder. They couldn't cover him. His stats would have looked ridiculous if Clifford didn't miss him, overthrow him on the one deep ball, and underthrow him on another one where he could have scored. Dotson's a total freak show of a route runner. He's awesome. Jim, I did not know Ibukiti was that good. I mean, I knew he was pretty good at Temple, but I think he like lost some weight. Penn State just let him go. He was a game changer and a game wrecker. Huge reason why Penn State won that game, obviously. And they're going to need Ibukiti and Brisker to continue to make those game-changing plays. Now they need Brandon Smith to make a couple as well. Offensively, you know, Clifford is puzzling to me. He'll throw some great deep balls, and then Jahan Dotson will run like an out, like a 10-yard out for a first down, and Clifford throws it at his feet. Like, at that level, that should be an easy pitch and catch. So Clifford's still kind of up and down. I thought the O-line settled down a little bit in the second half, which was to be expected in that noise and against a good defense like Wisconsin. I almost thought Clifford threw a better deep ball than a routine ball, but then Clifford's last two deep balls weren't that great either. I thought Tarburton was a real positive because we were concerned about the DNs. Tarburton is a relentless, play-hard son of a gun. That's always around the ball. He got a fumble, almost had another one, almost got a pick. He just kind of has that natural feel for it. I'm happy he's healthy and out there. Let's be honest. They were greatly helped by Wisconsin miscues. I mean, the fumbled exchange between Mertz and Malusi, the other fumble. Wisconsin was kind of a mess at times with some of the things they did. Mertz, I thought he would play and be much better. The last thing is very encouraged as well by what we saw from Noah Cain late in the game. Very encouraged, Jim. I mean, he made a couple guys miss. He's got more wiggle and shake than I thought he did. I thought Cain was just a bigger bodied hammerhead, you know, that could plow forward. He's more than that. He's got some shake to him. He can make guys miss. And clearly he has earned the opportunity to get the lion's share of the carries.
Couple quick notes. I read where they said Ibukiti actually put on some weight but he said he still maintained his quickness, obviously. And the other note, Ross, does it make me a bad person if I say over the last season plus one game this year, the score on sacks is Ibukiti 1 and Owe 0?
Yes, it does.
Okay, just
look. It does make you a bad person.
Okay, just looking to confirm that, Ross. All right, in the couple of minutes we have left, I do want to look forward. I want to look at Ball State because you've seen them before. Give us your scouting report and make sure you give us time at the end. I need a prediction and a bold prediction from you.
So a couple things. Before I forget, Jim, the one last big takeaway, you can't be missing extra points and chip shot field goals.
No.
I mean, Penn State's really lucky it didn't cost them against Wisconsin. That's going to cost them some games this year. Whether it's Stout or Pinniger or whatever, they need to be much better in terms of that, in terms of going ahead and making those chip shot field goals. So I said earlier, Ball State's got a lot of people back. I got to be honest with you, I am surprised by this betting line. Last I saw, it was like 22.5. I love Ball State getting the 22.5, Jim. Love them. They got a veteran quarterback in Drew Plitt that's been there forever. They've got a stud receiver in Justin Hall who's lightning. I told you I did two of their games last year. They've got some playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. Christian Albright. They've got some ball hawks in the secondary. I think Penn State wins the game. And I think it probably ends up being two scores. I think Penn State has to get a score late, Jim, to win by two scores. I think it ends up being 27-17, something like that. Maybe 27-14. I think it's that kind of game. By the way, somebody tweeted me after my prediction last week and said, Ross, you think Penn State's only going to score 17 points? Have you been watching college football? Did you see what Minnesota did last night to Ohio State? 31 points? Well, if Stout doesn't miss the extra point, Penn State would have scored 17 points. And they did score 16. So nailed it. Other than Wisconsin, I said they'd win the game. But Wisconsin got the ball. How many times? Wisconsin got the ball like 10 times in the red zone and scored 10 points. That's pretty bad.
My thought was, and I have a buddy who's a Wisconsin fan, what must you be saying after this game? It's not about Penn State winning. It's about Wisconsin losing the game. All right, let's stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to ask Ross.
The first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this weekend and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.